B-Pod Studios.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to a rap party.
Well, hello.
That's Roy and Lorenz here and Amy and
hi.
Producer Nicole. And,
yeah.
Should we call Nick? Let's call Nicole on the rap party.
She's not.
She is not.
No, she would
call.
Not
that's
like
cute.
That at all.
Let's see if she answers.
That's cute.
Here, hold on. Let me see if I can get her on the phone here. Oh, crap. I didn't do it quick enough. Do you know Nicole's number off the top of your head?
No. Do you?
No. I'm looking it up. All right, Roy, you asked for her.
Hey!
When we call, I'll be like, yo, it was my idea. It's probably like 7 a.m. in Utah.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, why would she answer?
I think it's 6 a.m., right?
No. They're not 4 hours. They're 3. We'll leave her a message. Let her know that she's missed and we're loving the pictures that she's posting.
Hey, you reached Nicole Weaver. Sorry, I can't make
it. Where is she? In the car recording this?
It does sound like it.
All right.
Doesn't even sound like her, does it?
Not really.
That's...
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey.
Hi, Nicole.
It's your favorite people.
I'm sorry. I told them not to call you.
You're such a liar. Yeah. You gave
I am
us
not
her
a
number.
Liar. She
yes,
knows.
You are.
No.
We were just checking in, seeing your pictures. Looks like you're having fun out there. You're on the rap party, by the way. So everything's going well? Oh, right. She's not on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we miss you. The radio station has not fallen apart.
Although everything is a pain in the ass, so we realize how much of a pain in the ass your job really is.
That is true. It is a pain in the ass.
So you guys want to be a bigger pain in the ass by calling her.
I wanted to check in on her.
Can't we say hi? Sure.
She's our girl.
Yeah. Did you propose?
Oh, did she?
I don't know.
Stop.
I know she posted, hold on, she posted a picture of, or on her story, she was like walking down a sidewalk. It's a Salt Lake City.
By the way, you've started being kind of like Loren. You post really good photos, and you set up the camera so you can make out with your girlfriend on it. It's very interesting.
And then she said that she found her new favorite ramen spot, our new favorite ramen spot. The problem with that is that it's in Salt Lake.
So what does that mean? She's going to quit and go to Salt Lake?
I guess.
Mm.
When? You know.
Maybe.
Well, listen, it's been good. We miss you. And
you can see we have questions.
We already have a lot to talk about with your trip.
Send us pictures so we can post them.
If she was on the fence about coming back, she's definitely not coming
Why?
Back now.
We told her that we want her to come back.
We're not complaining about anything. We're just checking in.
No,
no.
We yeah.
All right, okay. Love you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Miss you.
Miss you more.
I wonder how long you can record
most.
A message.
Bye. All right, so Nicole didn't answer.
Rude.
But she posted a picture of like some hot springs too. That looked really cool.
But did you see that she was like making out in the hot springs? I'm like, that's a very Loren move to somehow set up a camera.
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see her making out.
Yeah, she's like kissing her girlfriend.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're like in each other's arms inside the hot spring.
Oh, the only video I saw was them looking at the hot springs.
No. There's video that she set up and it's looking at her.
It's gone.
Oh,
maybe it was on the stories.
It was. It's gone. There's nothing on her page about that.
Maybe TikTok? Hang on. She does. She's a TikToker now.
Yes.
Nicole, here we go.
And I'm looking at Jess's story. Nope. They both have the same exact story, so that's good.
Well, they're together. That's that's probably expected. Oh, yeah, it is on TikTok.
Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, they were there before.
Mm.
Isn't that the one that they were at before?
No.
She came home.
Look, they're making out. They're making out.
And the dog was. Remember the dog was standing outside the hot springs?
No, I don't remember that. I just see that they're making out.
Mm.
Says, found my adventure buddy.
Yeah, this is the first time Nicole's been to Utah.
They went somewhere.
They went to Shenandoah National Park, Virginia. Maybe that's what you're thinking.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yeah, and they're kissing there, too.
They can't keep up with...
They do this move where they set up cameras to film themselves.
Good.
I just think it's interesting.
She really loves it. I think this is her favorite out of all the women. We've known Lauren. We've known Kylie.
Oh, this is for sure her favorite.
And we've known Jess. And she has fallen head over heels in love with Jess, which good for her. We're happy for her. Now, will she get married before Roy?
Probably.
Because Roy's fiance, Sterling, came in today and said he doesn't, or last night said he doesn't know about marriage in general. And that kind of shocked you.
He said he doesn't believe in the social construct of marriage.
Yeah.
Which I was like, what? Because when someone starts saying big words like social construct and
break it down for a little boy, get out the finger puppets.
Yeah, I got to understand it. And evidently, it's like he doesn't believe in a piece of paper would magically make a relationship commitment, and that you don't need to spend all this money on a ceremony and reception. I'm like, I kind of get it, but yeah. I also kind of like me to make sure that when you say I do, it's me. Like, like I'm it.
Right.
Like, I'm it.
Right. All right, so what I do love is The Masked Singer. And we didn't talk about this on the air today, so let's go through it tonight. What happened last night, we'll go through it on the wrap party. I love the judges' guesses, and I love who really is underneath the costumes on The Masked Singer because they never match up. Again, the judges are Nicole Scherzinger, Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, and Ken Jeong. They were joined by celebrity guest judge Will.i.am, who, by the way, they definitely asked Will.i.am, why don't you sing? And he was like, fuck that. I'm not doing that lame shit, but I'll be a celebrity judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what the problem is with the show. All right. Last night they heard from the semifinalists, the Bull, the Jester, the Pepper, and the Skunk. The Bull belted out Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. The judges made guesses like Billy Porter, Usher, Jason Derulo, and Ne-Yo.
But Billy Porter would definitely do the show.
Yeah, Billy Porter probably would.
I mean, but Jason Derulo isn't doing the show. Ne-Yo might. I could see Ne-Yo might. Usher's not doing the show.
No.
Yeah. Skunk sang Etta James. And the judges threw around names like Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans, and Jill Scott, which, funny enough, Jill Scott, I think, is the woman that the singer that our buddy Charles found.
Mm.
Remember, he came into one of our rap parties and talked about how he was voted into the North Carolina Hall of Fame. I think Jill Scott is his prodigy.
Okay.
Anyway, Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans are not going on The Masked Singer. Let's see. Then Jester came out and sang. Oh, sorry, Pepper. Pepper came out and sang. The judges guessed Haley Steinfeld, Idina Menzel,
no, she's too big,
and Ellie Goulding.
Maybe
I could see Idina doing it.
Really, she's a Tony Award-winning.
I know,
artist.
I know, but it's kind of right up her alley.
Yeah, but I think you have to understand, like, the agents and the publicists are like, you cannot go on there.
Idina Menzel is premium.
Like, she would be a voice coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, that's where these celebrity publicists and agents are like, you can't go on The Masked Singer. Like, you can't, like, if you're going to sing, don't wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Go sing. And then the last one was Jester.
Yeah. Or the Danny Madel, no one even knows what you look like. Let's not put a mask on.
And Haley Steinfeld's like, I still have a career. I don't want to go on The Masked Singer where people don't know who I am.
Yeah, I don't think she's on.
You right?
There.
I want people to know who I am. Like, that's the problem this show has. Anyway. So Jester sang a song. It was a rock song. So people guessed Alex Cooper, Dee Snider, Roger Daltrey from The Who, who's basically like Mick Jagger, dude. There's no way he's doing it. And Sammy Hagar. There's no way Sammy Hagar's doing it. I love that. However, Jester was unmasked and was revealed to be. Are you ready? The Jester was Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Rotten.
Don't know who that is. Who are the Sex Pistols?
I remember
Pistols?
The Sex Pistols from like the early 2000s.
It's like
late 90s, right?
Yeah. Or 80s? They were really late 70s, early 80s punk rock.
Maybe I was watching the VH1.
Yeah. And Johnny Rotten hated everyone and everything. So he was there. And Pepper was unmasked to be revealed to be Natasha Bedingfield.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes
Can
sense.
I just say, though, in defense of The Masked Singer?
Yes.
if they do get one or two big A-list celebrities, it will then start the trend.
I agree.
Of more A-list celebrities doing it. They just need one or two.
I agree. And I think that would be hilarious. And when I saw the previews years ago during the Super Bowl, I'm like, this is really cool. That's a really funny concept.
Like I want there to be big stars.
To have George Clooney singing, yes. Or to have, you know, Leo DiCaprio, Jennifer Aniston.
That would
be awesome.
It's way better than that stupid lip sync that Jimmy Fallon does and made a whole show about.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the fucking lip sync battle. Uh-oh, watch out, watch out. A girl's gonna lip sync a guy's song.
Yo.
Oh, no, a guy lip syncing a girl's song. Oh, so fascinating. Yeah. He's gonna do silly dances. Hate that stupid.
Yeah. I feel like there were bigger stars on that than there were.
There what? That's what I'm saying, because it was cool because Jimmy Fallon made it famous. Uh-huh. Big stars did it. And I would love if the Masked Singer had like a George Clooney or an Elton John or a.
It's just a novelty. Fox has made it a novelty rather than something really cool.
You may disagree with me. I think, what's the one where the celebrities dance?
Dancing with the Stars.
I do think it's more famous than Masked Singer, but I do put them in the same category.
I would agree.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, like the Dancing with the Stars will pull an athlete for me. That is interesting.
Yeah.
You know? You want to go through the celebrities on Celebrity Apprentice?
Oh, yeah. I know. Right? It's like Gary Busey. And...
Now, that was funny because they're all nuts. And the best part about it was seeing all those egos in a room together. You know, Joan Rivers was one. Mm-hmm. Pierce Morgan. Khloe Kardashian got thrown out right away because she, I guess, had
too good of a business idea.
Trump said, here's your task. And she goes, I got to go back to L.A. I can't even be part of this task. So he fired her immediately because she wasn't even part of the team.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably staged by the production company.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. You know, Chloe's like, I'll come in for one episode.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Speaking of celebrities, are you aware that Caitlyn Jenner is on Big Brother Australia right now?
No.
I did not know that either.
She is. And I've already seen...
Like living in the house?
Yes. And it's amazing.
That's awesome.
She beat her head, like, trying to get out of bed.
Oh, no.
There's like not an oh, no thing. It's like a ha-ha thing.
Oh.
And it's just funny trying to see her live in this Big Brother house. And I'm like, why is that not more news here?
Because it's Australia.
Yeah, but it's funny.
I get it, but I don't know. She got cast on an Australian show.
Big Brother.
Right. If it was American Big Brother, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I talked to an insider who says Joe Millionaire is coming back, and it's fantastic.
Mm.
Like, I am super pumped up for it.
Yeah, they just had their first trailer come out.
Yeah, and so it's two. There's a real millionaire and a fake millionaire. So the original Joe Millionaire had a guy named Evan Marriott who wasn't rich at all, and the girls thought he was.
Yeah.
So the funny angle was that he, at the same time the show was going on, behind the scenes, he had to learn how to be proper, play the piano, do a toast. I mean, he was a construction worker who didn't know shit about that. So, and then at the end, the girls fight for him and find out that he's not worth anything.
Yeah. And now, I guess, in an age of like social media and whatnot, you have to like give them options, because like those girls 20 years ago, there was only one season of Joe Millionaire. Otherwise, like, the word would have gotten out.
Right.
Like, oh, this guy's not really rich. If you get casted on this show, he's, you know, Joe Blow.
Yeah.
But now, in a world of like social media and everything else, they had to add the second person.
You would know that the guy, that's what you're saying.
But this time, Joe Millionaire, there's a real millionaire and a fake millionaire, and the girls have to decide which one is which.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Also, some of the girls are millionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. It's a fantastic angle. Can't wait for that show.
Me too. I'm actually really excited about that one.
And I found out, another inside scoop, I was in the process of being casted for a TV show here in Charlotte. Production got put on hold. So evidently somebody, the same idea somehow leaked through the production biz, and a different production company actually put that show together.
Without you?
With women in Tampa. And it's called, I think, Tampa Babes or Tampa Bays.
Tampa Babes.
And it's a bunch of LGBTQ. Tampa Bays. Maybe
B-E-Y-S.
Tampa Bays. Yeah, for Tampa Bay, Tampa Bays.
Huh.
And it's a bunch of LGBTQ women in Tampa. And I'm looking at the trailer and I'm like, That's exactly what was pitched to me.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you exactly. And so I think that now I'm like, maybe they halted production because they caught wind.
Oh,
that
yeah, maybe.
Tampa Bay's mm-hmm. came about.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, and then there was should that. Be me.
Hmm. All right. Well, everybody, get Roy wants to be. Roy wants to be cast on a reality show. He's got the reality show bug from
so
years ago.
Yeah.
We had somebody, but the pandemic fucked us over.
Do you want to film our own reality show, Loren?
No, I can't take on.
I'll produce. Oh, me and your brother will do it. And then just about your life.
Vinny's pretty funny, and you're too, like, you have to be in it.
I can produce and be in.
Yeah, all you do is just leave the camera.
We just need a couple people to follow
Run
us with
cameras.
Okay, we got big plans to talk about after the show. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.